This is the Senate Committee on Business, Housing, and Finance. I hope so. This is June 7th, 1985, 8 o'clock a.m., Hearing Room 343, Senate Committee on Business, Housing, and Finance. We're having a public hearing and possible work session on Senate Bill 317, House Bill 2835, House Bill 2966, House Bill 3014, and a work session on House Bill 2224, House Bill 2286, House Bill 2362, House Bill 2493, 3004, and House Bill 3010.
We don't want to rescind the Ways and Means. It goes down there anyway.
Okay. That's a good question. Is it referred to?
2966 is a bill which has had some... There's been a disagreement between the... sponsors and the treasurer's office, etc., etc. Yeah, first of all, where is that? Where are this? Oh, here they are. We've made arrangements to use this bill as a vehicle for one added piece which we can do relating to veterans' affairs.
Yeah.
And I have talked with, I think, the majority of interested, at least principals in 29, who were there sponsoring the original 2966. It will be my intention to move that we substitute the language 17A-20 for the as a substitute for the body of House Bill 2966.
We got 2966?
Yes.
Yeah. Would that be rather than just adding to it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. They are it's impossible to put them together.
Oh, because I've been hearing from some bankers that tell me that the reason my interest comes in late on my state bonds is because they have to come out of New York instead of here.
Madam Chairman.
Sorry today.
Content of the amendments doesn't bother me, but what I'm interested in, the history of what we're gutting, is there any interest, is there lack of interest in this?
Well, I think there's lack of interest. There's a controversy brewing, and the bill is scheduled to go to Ways and Means. There's a fiscal impact. We've had some indications that there's an effort to try to resolve it during the interim.
Okay.
And I think it's appropriately resolved during the interim.
Madam Chairman.
And if it's not resolved during the interim, then we'll be dealing with it next session.
Are you ready?
I guess if there's anybody who wants to come forward and speak to that issue, I'm happy to do that. Bob?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Bob Moore, Deputy State Treasurer. In 2966, the original bill related to fiscal agents and who is to pay on our bonds. I have worked with the banks and the savings and loan institutions, as well as bond dealers and brokers, and have come to agreement with them that we will try and deal with the issue addressed in the original 2966 administratively, and I believe we can get there from here. So as a result, the bankers agree with me that there is no need for this bill at this time.
Okay. Madam Chair,
Bob, how much delay actually is due in payment of interest, for example?
Madam Chair, Senator Simmons, it's difficult to say, to address that particular issue, because it changes from bondholder to bondholder. A lot of it has to do with when does the person who might have a bearer bond, when does he mail in his coupons? When does Chase Manhattan Bank in New York get those coupons, et cetera? We have worked with Chase Manhattan and Senator Simmons. I have a letter from them proposing three different alternatives of how they can address getting the money to the bondholder more quickly. And I believe that we'll be able to administratively get there.
Yes, Mr. Senator, it is not my intention to have a hearing on 2966 and its body today.
Well, my concern is that when I complain about my interest being late, the broker blames this situation for it. So, but if Bob thinks he can do it administratively, well.
Senator Simmons, I have no indication that changing this piece is going to make anybody get it any more rapidly, necessarily.
Madam Chair, Senator Simmons, as the Chair indicated, if we cannot deal with it administratively, if we can't completely address the question and have it resolved by the beginning of next session, the State Treasurer's Office will come in and support this type of legislation.
Okay. I'll send you the bill for the extra interest in it. It is not interest.
There are no guarantees anymore. Senator Day.
I'm on the amendments now. I've mentioned the bill. Let's go to page 2 of these amendments.
Okay.
And I don't want to get any hoopla. Do you want to put a figure in there, or do you want to leave it?
Oh, I think that goes down to Ways and Means to for them to put in the figure anyway, and that's why the bill does have.
Madam Chairman, I'll move that we amend House Bill 2966 with the amendments dated 6585, identified as SB 17A-20.
Yes, again, I would ask if you would mind a friendly amendment which says we need to delete appropriate chapters and do
conformity. This is a conceptual amendment which the chairman has the authority to have legislative council resolve the conflicts, and so that in effect we're asking for an interim committee, and that the bill, current bill, is completely revised to reflect that attitude.
Yeah, because they certainly aren't too, we couldn't put them in otherwise. Anyway, they're quite different. Liz, you want to come out and give us two words, three words?
Okay. The reasoning behind this is that if there's ever a legislative watchdog committee needed, it's probably this one due to the magnitude of the bonded indebtedness of the state of Oregon. And that's the basic reason for doing this. We had thought about trying to tack it on to Senate Bill 17. We felt it was best to back off from there and put it in a separate vehicle and let 17 quickly go its way.
Which it has, Madam Chairman.
Yes, it has.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there comments about the amendments which call for a bipartisan interim state bond program oversight committee of 7 members to essentially study the operation of the Department of Veterans Affairs bond program and other bond programs.
Madam Chair, I think it's about time.
Are there objections to Senator Day's motion?
No.
Hearing none, so ordered.
House Bill 2966 as amended to the Ways and Means, the desk for subsequent referral to Ways and Means, with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Day moves House Bill 2966 be replaced with the LC draft amendments, and we will conform them to appropriate style and configuration. Those legislative council amendments are noted SB 17A-20. Further comments, questions? Call the roll, please. sheet.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, let's go to a quick work session on House Bill 2224, and that was one that we retrieved from the floor for conflict amendments. Brad, I'll let you explain what we have to do. 2224, House Bill.
Legislative Council has supplied an amendment, conflict amendment labeled 2224A-2, dated June 6th, which simply conforms House Bill 2224 to Senate Bill 3334, which has been signed by the governor, and it changes essentially one word located on page 2 and line 5.
Okay, are there objections to approving the conflict amendments?
Nope. So moved.
So moved by Senator Arnold. Senator Arnold, move it.
Move A. Gross, House Bill 2224, as amended to the floor, we do pass the recommendation.
Senator Otto moves House Bill 2224 as amended to the House with a default recommendation. Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, let's see. While we have a work group here, we have... 30, 10, oh, Mama's not here yet. Do we take up, let's have a new bill then. Let's deal with, what you said was an easy one. 2835, Consumer Finance is right here. Jason's here.
Okay.
House Bill 2835.
Stuart.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. House Bill 2835 is a bill sponsored by American Express, which clarifies certain provisions of the Oregon Consumer Finance Act.
Oh,
pursuant to which the American Express offers card members in Oregon the privilege of deferring payments on airline tickets, trip cruises, and other prepaid travel packages. Just very quickly, matter of explanation, the difference between American Express and MasterCard and Visa and the reason that they're here today and these other companies are not involved in this type of legislation is that the very vast bulk of American Express business is done on a cash basis. You charge a purchase to American Express and you pay it in 30 days. It isn't a revolving charge account such as Visa or MasterCard provides in this business. The only exception to this business in American Express companies is their travel-related services, in which you can buy cruise trips, airline tickets, that type of package, and defer the payment for periods of 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, or 24 months. The proposed amendment before you today clarifies that open-end loans are made and completed where the application is approved, thus allowing for the licensing of various remote locations out of the state. This amendment clarifies the scope of Chapter 725 as it currently applies to licensees, and on and after the effective date of this act would restrict licenses to only one additional licensed location out of state. The proposed bill before you today represents a compromised position reached in cooperation with the Oregon Bankers Association as represented by Mr. Bronner and the United Finance Company represented by Mr. Arnold Denneke. Mr. Denneke wished me to relay his regrets at not being able to be here this morning, but he is a member of the DEQ and they have a meeting this morning in Portland that he was not able to attend. We believe that this bill does eliminate any ambiguities which may exist under Chapter 725, and we appreciate your passage and your favorable action on the bill. We have to respond to questions.
Are there any questions of Mr. Bowe? Is there any, Mr. Denneke, you say, is representing the
United Finance Company.
And I have heard
Bankers Association.
So far as we know, there is no opposition to the bill.
Senator Otto, unless you have further comments, Senator?
No, I'm...
Senator Otto moves House Bill 2835 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Senator Day.
I'd like to have the bill engrossed.
I guess what I would say to it, at this point in time, if we don't make amendments, it's just a substitute bill for the House amendments, and I'll leave that up to the...
I just hate the process that way.
Well, I do too. I just...
I will let Murdo... Let it go. Let's go.
That does a pretty good job of hand engrossing, so makes it clear.
Other further discussion?
Potential conflict of interest.
Okay. Senator Simmons declares a potential conflict of interest before his vote. Call the roll, please.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Ryan?
Aye.
Senator
Simmons?
Aye.
Senator Ryan?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have 24, let's do 2493, which is a work session. That is a bill that you all heard yesterday and had one minor amendment, so I'd add. 2493 relating to tourist facilities. I don't know who was here. I was absent yesterday.
I think that's the Bill Bellamy bill, isn't it?
That's right.
Just give me a second.
Yep, well, it'll take me a second. Thank you.
Madam Chair, on this bill, there was some concern raised by sanitarians, I think, from Benton County, and they were concerned about one section of the bill, the adoption of rules, so I didn't know who would be making the rules and all. And after the hearing, Dan Smith, the Department of Commerce, did come forward, and he gave me a slip that would be used. There it is, all the people that have to sign off on it, so I do think that there is adequate protection.
Brad has an amendment that he would like to do.
I was informed after yesterday's meeting that after the parties were getting together that a minor amendment to page 2, lines 21 to 22, would satisfy everybody regarding the bill. It would delete ORS sections 446.322 and 446.330.
And the word and.
And the word and.
What does that mean?
Perhaps I can have somebody, the representative from the Health Division, come up. He was the one that informed me yesterday that that was the requested amendment.
Madam Chair, member of the committee, I'm Art Kyle from the Health Division. These two statutes were placed in by legislative council, and it has to do with our rulemaking authority. Our agreement will hold, as Senator Otto suggested, without those two in there. The objection was raised by the county. We have no objection to taking those out. We feel they were inadvertently placed in.
Okay. So all you need is 446.337 in order to account, to deal with that particular rule.
That would be correct. That's our understanding.
Madam Chair, the amendments is proposed by Brad and by the member of the Health Division.
Okay. Senator Otto moves the deletions as articulated by Brad on line 21 and 22, deleting the ORS numbers and leaving 446.337 in the bill. Are there objections to those amendments? Thank you. Any answer ordered?
Before it was being passed, as amended.
Senator Otto moves House Bill 2493 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended.
I wonder, I wasn't here yesterday when this was discussed either. I wonder on line 19 and page 1 if anybody decided what final sewage disposal was.
Well, I suppose it's probably a difference between final and intermediate, but in terms of the holding facilities, no, I would think it means that Holden facility. We're talking about tourists. We're talking about campgrounds and tourist facilities.
As long as I don't have to carry it, somebody asked me the question of Floro, I
all that,
don't
so
care.
If the Senator Otterbill will let him carry it, then he...
You can ask the question.
Yeah, you can ask the question.
Thank you.
So, Senator Otterbill, I noticed to say that you better find out what final sewage disposal is before this...
Well, it's after the last flush.
Yes.
Let's have a vote.
Call the roll, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye for the time being.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. What's 304? Let's take up House Bill 3004. We've had a hearing on this.
3004.
This is the insurance consultant's license.
Are there any amendments on it?
I don't believe that there are. But there is. Oh, yes, there is. There is. Is Frank here? Someone brought this amendment to me. Senator Simmons, you'd like to speak to the amendment which deals with, which makes it clear that. That they're eliminated.
Is this your amendment, Senator Simmons?
Dave Tucson. Yes.
I don't know. Someone handed it to me, and
Dave Nelson?
No. I think it was Bob Howell from City Court, who I believe the House had discussed this, eliminating a bank, a federal charter mutual savings bank, federal charter savings and loan.
Okay.
Credit union or consumer finance licensee from the provisions, because very frequently bankers are asked questions pertaining to insurance, and particularly in a trust situation, they might want to suggest certain kinds of insurance. And while I believe the record was made in the House that they were not included, I think it's better to put it in as a finality in the bill rather than leaving it up to...
There will also have to be a rearrangement of the amendment because it's a sub-4, and I don't think we want to replace sub-4. We want to add a sub-5 and renumber sub-6 if that's what we do. Mr. Nelson, would you like to speak to this?
Chair Bruce Cole and members of the committee, I discussed the proposed amendment, and it was a proposed amendment with Mr. Bronner and Mr. Burns, and they have agreed that it's not necessary. Now, if the committee chooses to put it in, we don't have any serious objection to that. It would simply cause the bill to go back to the House for concurrence in that amendment. But they have agreed that it is not necessary, and as long as I did at the last initial hearing, and the committee concurs that we state clearly again, and I'm sending a letter to Mr. Bronner and Mr. Burns, that we clearly intend to exempt those financial institutions from the provisions of this bill, or that they're not included. They never were included.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Let's hold it and wait and see whether we get a comment from Mr. Bronner.
Okay.
He was in and out. I know he's got other hearings around, so...
Want me to go track him down?
Thank you.
Down on the first floor.
Well, that's he'll be back, I'm sure.
Senator Simmons, would you prefer this amendment in here?
I think it clarifies it. It's. I think the bill could very well be read to include these organizations as needing an insurance.
Make a motion. I see what happens.
I move we amend conceptually with the wording that was read a moment ago. And I don't have a. An LC draft on it, but it's any bank, national bank, state or federal chartered mutual savings bank, state or federal chartered savings and loan association, state or federal chartered credit union, or consumer finance licensee under ORS 7.5. It may be wearing both belt and suspenders, but I think where there is such a discrepancy, they're just expressing legislative intent which doesn't appear in the law.
Senator, what do you mean? What do you want?
I got the wrong file. I'm ordering it.
3004.
I presume in your, just as a friendly suggestion, that the style and form would be authority of the chairman.
Yeah.
And resolve the conflict and renumber the, we are not subtracting or adding to there too.
That's correct.
Okay, so far you have a discussion. You have the copy of the words of the amendment that was.
Is that the only change?
Yes, that's the only change that's being proposed. Otherwise, this is the. I don't see anything else. I don't have any other notes in it. It is the insurance consultant's license.
This is the bill that we had such a great discussion over, isn't it? There are a lot of questions during the hearing. Is this the bill?
There was quite a bit of discussion.
This is the bill that we had a fair amount of discussion about. We had some discussion about why they felt they needed the additional having a consultant's license if financial consultants, it really was to wrap in financial consultants who are not insurance agencies who end up doing insurance counseling and other things. We had a fairly extensive hearing on it, but I didn't hear a.
You recall I was trying to. I remember now that I'm looking at my own file here, we were having an awful time trying to figure out in Section 2 whether the violation occurred under whether both Subsection 1 and Subsection 2 needed to be violated in order to...
Right.
And then I'm not too sure that was ever resolved in my mind, so that... It seemed like the proponents were trying to explain that it's not just giving advice about insurance, but it's holding oneself out as such an advisor or consultant. I think it's important that it's not clear. You recall, I think we all agreed that it wasn't clear whether both subsections 1 and 2 together were necessary to constitute the violation, or whether there would be a violation, a separate violation for either one or two.
Well, the your suggestion was always.
Well, I was trying to find out what they wanted to accomplish here.
Would you come up, Dave? I think what we have to do, we have to decide whether we want to do if we want to add an or after sub one, so that. Or to start sub two. I mean, it's a question of whether you want an and or an or, and how you draft that to make sure that they have to violate both. Or if you want an or, you ought to say or.
Yes, Dave Nelson for the record, and perhaps Mr. Kibbe might from the Insurance Commissioner's Office might join us. The purpose was to be one or two. One, an individual holds himself out as an insurance consultant and accomplishes or does those things in sub one for compensation, a fee. Now, insurance agents are prohibited from...
Stop right there. Yes. That's fine. Okay. We understand all that. Now, do you want to have them and, or do you want to have an or before you get off the subsection two?
Or.
You want or it doesn't really say or, it doesn't say
there's
either.
Not an or there, no, but I guess our the commissioner's reading and the legislative council's reading of their draft was that it was one or two.
Yeah, Let's say that then. I think 75 is correct. It doesn't. Yes, would you come up, please?
Senator Cohen, members of the committee, Larry Kibbe with the Insurance Committee. The question being apparently on sub 1 and 2, whether...
Of section 2.
Either or.
Yes. You have to do both of those things in order to fall under the fact that you have you need to have a valid license. I guess the question is,
Senator Cohen, the way we have always understood it and the way we've worked with the life underwriters on it, it would be or. You do one or the other.
Okay. When you are a licensee.
So let's put it there and say it.
Yeah.
That's fine. We have a motion on the floor from Senator Simmons. I will amend that motion to include...